Delectable stuff right there. That was the Natotherion. Two songs from their debut album, Alienation Manifesto, that came out back at the start of June. You heard Red Cathedral and The Raven and the Box of Stars. That was preceded, kicking off the set there, with Incipient Chaos, two songs from their self-titled debut full-length record, Sever the Oracle and the Apex, is what you heard. Once again, two songs there from the same, pardon me, two bands released records from iVoid Hanger Records on the same day back in June. And iVoid Hanger, I mean, it very has developed a very, I think, well-earned reputation for releasing that really serpentine, dissonant black metal. And you don't hear a ton of that, less in those bands that you just heard, less so than in many others. A bit more straightforward, a little bit more deliberate and heavy-hitting, less meandering than a lot of the stuff that iVoid Hanger does put out. So, really, you'll very seldom hear me complain about anything iVoid Hanger does, and I'm certainly not complaining about these two releases here. A very, very great day when those came out back in June. 1:15 a.m.-ish is the time. I'm sure it's a beautiful night here. I will let you in on a little trade secret, listener. I'm not coming to you live from CKW Studios. I recorded this earlier in the day. I know I'm on summer vacation, so really I could, if I really wanted to, I could stay up until 3 hosting a live show. And who knows what, maybe I'll do that next month. But, no, I am recording this in the morning of July 22nd, 2024. So if you are wanting to go for a late night walk, well, apparently the weather right now, and again, this is about 15 hours earlier, it is probably somewhere around 17, 18 degrees right now. So that sounds pretty nice. The weather tomorrow, Tuesday, that is, going to be 15 degrees is your low, 25 degrees is your high. I mean, we'll take that after the suffocating heat that we've had in the last month or so. 25 degrees is a very acceptable high. Temperatures are going to be rising up to 30 later this week, though, Thursday, Friday, and perhaps hitting 30 over the weekend as well. That's just the way she goes, baby. And we're going to turn up the heat right now and bring you more black metal. Here is one record, a couple songs from a record that was one of my most anticipated of the last several years, because it was the follow-up to one of my favorites of 2021, I want to say, or 2020, I forget. The band in question is Hail Spirit Noir. They are from Greece, and they put out a record a couple of years ago, like I said, called Eden in Reverse, which was absolutely flabbergasting. They are a band that started out making sort of a little bit off-kilter, kind of psychedelic black metal, and they had some elements of that on Eden in Reverse, but they really leaned into the kind of proggy, almost industrial, almost just very, very 80s cosmic and occult sounding prog rock with touches of black metal. Anyway, it was unlike anything I'd ever heard, and that record has really stayed with me for the last couple of years. So the follow-up to that was something that I have been keenly anticipating for a while. Their record Fossil Gardens, the follow-up to Eden in Reverse, came out at the tail end of June, and though I don't know if it hits the very, very high highs that Eden in Reverse did, it is a fantastic record, and it's a follow-up that I very much am happy about. And one thing that I really like about this new record is that they really kind of insert a lot more of that black metal style that they had previously in their career. So a lot of the same vibes as Eden Reverse, but there's more blasting. There's a considerably more audible black metal punch to it. So I'm all over that. We're going to be hearing two songs called Starfront Promenade and The Temple of Curved Space. And we're going to follow it up with Warflurch, band from Florida that put out back in June a compilation of kind of a motley little crew of recordings from the last couple of years. So not strictly speaking a new studio album, but it is new songs that have not yet been released, but they are from various sessions from the last couple of years. So make of that what you will. That compilation is called Crappier, Slimier. not actually crappier, but it's kind of a word like crappier. I think you can probably put two and two together. We'll be hearing three songs from side A of that compilation. But enough chatter, let's spin the platter here. Two songs from Hail Spirit Noir. This is Starfront Promenade.
Starfront Promenade. Yeah.
three songs there from Warflurch. And yes, pretty slimy, pretty crappy, not in terms of quality, but in terms of, you know, general vibe. Three songs there from that compilation record. Once again, songs that were recorded at a previous time, didn't quite make it onto full-length records and so on, but you heard the songs Headless God, Death Toll Horror, and Enochian Curse. And before that, two songs from Hail Spirit Noir. Once again, fantastic band with a very unique sound in kind of psychedelic black metal these days. Those are the two opening songs from Fossil Gardens. Pardon me, that was Starfront Promenade and the Temple of Curved Space. We're past the halfway mark of tonight's show. Thank you for sticking around, you night owls, you. Or perhaps you've downloaded this episode on ckuw.ca and you're listening to it at a more suitable time for your lifestyle. Whatever the case may be, I'm happy that you're hearing my voice, and I do hope that you're enjoying some of the stuff that I'm offering tonight. I've got three more sets to go before we call it a night here, and once again, we're going back to more unknown stuff here. This next piece that I'm going to be sharing with you is from a band that was unknown to me until a couple of days ago when I saw someone on a Facebook group recommend this debut record of theirs. Matter of fact, this is the first release that this band has ever put out as far as I and Metal Archives knows. There may have been a demo or a EP. Probably not, though. I think this is really the first from this band. They are called Niftar. They are from Mexico. And they feature, well, members from bands that I've never heard of. So this is very new to me. But they do have that really noticeably Mexican death metal sound, obviously. Very influenced by the Chasm. You can hear that in their riffing style. It's a very, very common influence in Mexican death metal. But Niftar's new debut album is called Lacus Asfar. I don't know, it's maybe supposed to be Latin or pseudo-Latin or something. But we're going to be hearing the songs Cosmic Embryogenesis and Conscious Revelations. You know I'm a sucker for that kind of sci-fi gobbledygook word salad, so this band is right up my alley. I listened to it for the first time a few days ago, and right away I knew this was going to be a standout record from the batch so far this year. And we're going to follow that up with Wist. Wist, W-I-S-T, a band from England somewhere, and they're also a little bit on the mysterious side. They do have members listed on their Metal Archives page, but again, not members that I know from any other band, so this is kind of what I know these people from. Their debut album came out a couple years ago, and it kind of flew under the radar, but it was a big hit for me, and this second record of theirs is called Strange Balance. That came out on the 15th of June. We'll be hearing the songs Grendel and Above a Mirror. So a little bit of Beowulf medieval English influence in the style and lyrical matter here. But all that aside, listener, we got a bit of a grab bag here. Niftar, like I said, very riffy, Chasm-influenced death metal, and Wist, more on the sort of low-key, kind of twinkly, a little bit spaced-out black metal. So, a little bit of everything for you here. Let's kick things off with Niftar. This is Cosmic Embryogenesis on Quasar Communion here, Metal Monday. We'll be right back.
soul.